Today I'm proclaiming the word of God from the Gospel, John chapter 13. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we receive your word, fill us with your spirit so that we together may bear the fruit of love. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I'll start with a simple analogy. Many, perhaps most people, aren't that good at recognising trees, especially if it's winter and the trees have lost their leaves. But when spring comes, it can get easier to tell. And when the trees start to bear fruit, then it can become obvious what sort of trees we're dealing with. Then even I can know, for example, that if apples are growing on a tree, it's an apple tree. In fact, everyone can know it, even little kids. We don't need a degree in botany to spot an apple tree, not if it's weighed down with crisp, sweet apples, at least. Now listen to what Jesus says to us, his disciples, in today's reading from John. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. If we have love for one another, the same sort of love that Jesus has for us, then everyone will know that we are disciples, that we are students or apprentices of the true Master, Jesus. They won't need to have a degree in theology or philosophy to recognise that we are people who have been taught by God. Now today I'm proclaiming good news from God's word. Our Lord Jesus Christ has laid down his life for us, his friends, so that we may walk in his light, so that we may love one another. And he has even given us a new command to eat and drink his body and blood in remembrance of him, so that in receiving forgiveness from God, we may receive each other as brothers and sisters, and so that the fruit of God's love may be seen among us. Now, in today's reading, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to them after they have eaten the Passover together, after he has washed their feet, and after Judas has gone out into the night to betray Jesus. It's the night before he's going to die. And he says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. Now, in the English language, this can be a little unclear. After all, we love our favourite shoes, our country, we love a flavour of ice cream, or our football team, or our spouse, or even God. But the sort of love that Jesus is talking about has a specific shape. Listen to how Jesus goes on to describe this love as he teaches his disciples on the night before his suffering and death. This is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Okay, here we see the sort of love that Jesus is talking about. It's sacrificial love, the same sort of love that Jesus was about to show as he goes to the cross to take away the sins of the world. Now we get to know this sort of love. We experience it as we receive it from Jesus, as we trust that he is not simply our teacher, but our saviour, that he gave his life to take away our sin, to bring us into the Father's home, and to bring us together with brothers and sisters from every nation, language, and tribe. In fact, Jesus goes on to say, it is in receiving his sacrificial love that we become friends of God. Listen to what he says. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. Servants just do what the boss tells them they have to do. The boss doesn't give reasons for his commands. He demands blind obedience. But we are friends of the Lord Jesus, because he lets us in with what he's doing. He shows us the love of the Father, and he draws us in to this love. Now I'll pause here. The friendship that we have with Jesus, the fact that he laid down his life for us, the way this reveals the Father to us, this gives us light from God. When we look at ourselves, the difficult situations we face, the relational conflicts we may have, when we see these things in the light of God's love for us, we receive wisdom from God and the freedom to love as we have been loved. And Jesus makes clear that this is all the result not of our commitment to him, of our choosing God, but of God's gracious love for us. He says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." We don't become disciples of Jesus by being fruitful. Rather, our Lord Jesus calls us to follow him. He lays down his life for us, his friends, so that we may love each other, so that this godly fruit may grow among us. Now, later on in the Bible, we hear this same sort of teaching as the apostles handed on to us, as they hand on to us what they received from Jesus. Listen to this from 1 John. But as you listen, remember, this is not Jesus speaking, but someone whom Jesus sent to speak his word to us. It's the same teaching given to the same Christian community, to us. Here it is. "Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I'm writing to you a new commandment that is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." Okay, at this point, it's a little cryptic, but listen to how it goes on. "Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness." Now, through baptism into Christ, we are members of the one family. We are brothers and sisters in the household of God. If we hate our brother or sister, if we condemn them or shut our compassion toward them, especially if we have plenty and we see that they are in need, then we walk in darkness. Then we are spiritually blind. But as we love, we walk in the light. We walk in the light of the love of God. This love revealed to us in the self-sacrifice of Christ. And it becomes clear who we are. Disciples of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And on that note, let's return to today's reading and listen again to what Jesus said. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, do you remember when Jesus said these words? Because the timing is important. He said these words on the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died. And do you remember the new commandment that Jesus gave to us, his church, on that night? What new commandment did Jesus give on the night that he was betrayed? Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. He commanded us, take and eat. This is my body. He commanded, take and drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord gave us this command so that we as disciples, as brothers and sisters in the household of God, who do not have in ourselves the ability to choose God, who do not have in ourselves the ability to love each other in a self-sacrificial way or to forgive each other from the heart, he gave us this holy meal so that we may receive his forgiveness and in together receiving forgiveness have the freedom to receive each other and to live in love with each other. When this love is evident among us, then everyone sees who our teacher is, the Lord Jesus. Then everyone sees whose disciples, whose students, whose apprentices we are. We are apprentices, disciples of the Lord Jesus. One thing, therefore, we do not need to do is give up. Jesus speaks his spirit-filled word to us, and we can trust that he is growing good fruit among us, fruit that will last. We can trust that he, who has shown his love for us in laying down his life for us, will free us also to love one another, and that through this, his light will be seen in our world. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.